Hey guys, another one. And in this short, we're going to be talking about the art of being calm. So let me just start from here. There was this book I read, a friend sent it to me. I would even call it a book. I would call it like 20 pages of information or 20 pages of knowledge. So 20 pages, like 20 pages of knowledge, right? And the guy that wrote it was like, it's just his thoughts, not really facts or anything. And then the title of the book was As a Man Thinketh, right? So that book is, it just opened my mind to a lot of things. Like, that book just expanded my horizon for real. And the last topic on that book, the zen of the mastery of the mind, the zen of philosophy, the zen of zen itself, the zen of mindfulness or meditation, anything, is the art of serenity. The fact where you're so calm, you're unfazed by anything. Like, let me not give you a bad example, but then somebody offends you, you're not even bothered about it. Like, all right, something happens to you, like, all right, it's like you're so calm, like, to the point that nothing really affects you, and then you can just live your life happily in this state of being calm, right? And that's like the idea or the vision we have to like strive for, the part of like serenity, where you have a calm mind and a calm spirit and everything, and everywhere is just so calm for you. And that part is like the top of the list for like mindfulness. And so I just need to like explain for you guys the art of being calm. The thing is that everyone loves a calm person. You cannot just be like, this guy's calm, I like him. If everyone is in a bad situation, everyone is like fretting and everyone's like complaining and stuff, and then you see this calm person, you're going to like him because he's not really fazed by anything. He's just calm. He's just observing and relaxing. And the personality itself, although being calm in the worst situations, everybody loves that. Everybody loves that. But then there are some like criticisms to it. The fact that somebody can look at me and be like, because the thing is that I try not to complain. So I don't really complain. I just, if something happens to me, I just look at it and be like, all right. So then the fact that you're not complaining is bothering me, because then it's not like you're shuffling up your emotions or like you're shuffling up your anger and everything. And then, but the fact about that is that you cannot shuffle up what you don't have. Like, now somebody should annoy you now, and then you're just sitting there, you're not fazed by it, and the person is like, God, why did you put your anger for this thing? Actually, man, tell me now, what's in the soap? Like, why are you not showing your anger? But the thing is that you're not angry, you're just really unfazed by it. It's not really affecting you. You grab what I mean? So it's not like as if you're shuffling your emotions as being a calm person. It's not just affecting you, or you're not just feeling the emotion, because the idea of feeling emotions in itself, and I'm probably going to talk about it in another episode properly, is that the idea of feeling emotions in itself is by putting your idea into something, or just putting your hope into something that you cannot control. Like, now if I'm calm here and I put it in my mind that anything and anything can happen at any point in time in life, in this time I'm sitting down here, anything can happen to me. I already put it in my mind and I'm prepared for anything that happens, and then this guy annoys me, I won't be fazed by it because I knew that anything was going to happen. I won't even be bothered. But you know, if I put it in my mind that I don't want to be offended today, or okay, this guy should not offend me, and he offends me, it's going against my train of thought, and I'm going to get annoyed. You can see what I mean? So you don't want to put things in, you don't want to put your hopes in things you cannot control. You cannot control how the other person is going to behave. So why you not put your idea that I want this guy to make me angry, and then he makes you angry, and then you're like, fuck it. You grab what I mean? So you don't want to put your idea, you don't put your hope into another person. And I guess that's where emotions come from in itself, when you put your hope into something else that you cannot control. And the other thing is that you make it seem like you don't care, and like calm people don't care because they are really unfazed. And the thing is that it's not like you don't care, it's not like a calm person does not care, it's just like it does not care about things that are not important. Like, now if I'm walking on the road, somebody I don't know I'll be two people I don't know are fighting. Honestly, I shouldn't even really care about you. I don't know you. And it's really kind of know my business. And I walk past it and they're like, I'm supposed to like do something about the fight. Like, of course, as a good citizen, I guess it's supposed to like separate the fight or anything like that. But then if I didn't because I had something to do or I just didn't care about it and then you're holding me accountable for it, I'm like, I don't care. And actually, I don't really care because it's not important. It's really not important. I think you guys get what I'm trying to say. And then it makes people look bad when they're angry. Like, if somebody, if we're both in a predicament and then you're shouting or complaining and just kicking your leg anywhere and wailing, and I'm just really calm about it, it's going to make you look bad because you're like, why am I chopping around and this guy is just so calm about it, like so unbothered. And it's really good to make people look bad. And people don't like to look bad, of course. And then trying to be like, this guy is too calm and stuff like that. So the thing is that it doesn't really matter. The idea or the mind of a calm person is that they don't put their expectations in things that you cannot control. And if you don't put your expectation in things you cannot control in itself, you're already calm because then nothing is really going to affect you or really going to shake your train of thoughts. You're just going to be calm in anything that happens because you already expect the unexpected. You don't expect this specific thing to happen. You're going out today and I'm like, if rain should fall, rain should fall. If sun should shine, whatever. And then rain should fall, I'm really not bothered by it. But then if another person is going and be like, oh my god, rain will not fall on my drip. And then you go out and then rain falls on your drip and you're going to be complaining and everything because you kept your expectation in something you cannot control because you can't control the weather. Being serene in itself, being calm in the midst of the storm, ending, I guess that's like the peak of mind mastery. And it's something to actually aim for, something to strive, something to behold, to just be calmer every day. Just try to be calmer every day. Thank you for listening.